Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I think that's right.
Hello, hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everybody.
Welcome back. How is everyone doing? Welcome to the podcast about anything and everything under the sun. If it's your first time here, stay because it's awesome. We're giving you the best classics, as Rika likes to say. Tell them about the Halo Halo Show.
If it's not your first time, hi, you're still here.
Hey,
you know, come
back.
Closer.
Nice to see
sit
you
down,
again.
Get your cup of coffee and let's, you know, punch it. I don't know. I don't honestly
let's
know.
Punch into gear, huh?
Yeah, punch into gear, man. Let's rock and roll. But hello, welcome to the podcast. So basically, this is a podcast that, you know, talks about anything that's trending in the Philippines, what people are talking about most of the time, especially, you know, like within our circle. And
our circle
of trust.
All right.
Okay. And okay. We need that.
Okay.
But first we start with telling you all about our lives, which is a segment called Where You Been. And honestly, I actually miss the where you been of the Leche fans. So, you know, we're going to ask that next week so that you're part of the process.
Part of the circle.
And then after that, we have our TT. So we have two TTs for today, which is the trending topics. The first issue that we're going to talk about would be Marielle Rodriguez promoting a gluta / random IV drip in the Senate office of her husband, which is Robin Padilla. And then the next one would be the issue regarding the whole Tomasino Webb photo that's been going around. And now that it's taken down, what people are thinking about it. So those are the two things that we're going to talk about. And I believe you'll put the timestamps.
Yes. Yeah. You can jump straight to those in the description, wherever you're listening to this podcast on. And then we have some gutsy questions. So we asked on our Instagram at Halala Show, if you wanted to ask us questions or just give us rants or whatever. So we're going to do a couple of those after the TTs, and there's also a timestamp for that. But we're starting with Where You Been, and you're going first this week for sure, because I know I went first last week.
Yes.
Rika G, Where You Been?
This week was very uneventful because, wait, did I tell you about it?
Which one? I know the pizza party, and then you
and the spa.
Went golfing. No. That's what I remember last week.
Honestly, it's been an uneventful week. Aside from this workshop that I applied to and I got in it. So it's called the Multitrack Workshop here in the UK. I joined this. There's this group that supports people who are in like the radio / audio industry, which is so great. I wish, you know, we had that in other places in the world. I'm sure they do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they support people who are in the radio and audio industry. You want to get into that industry, specifically focusing on people who are not well represented in the country. Mm-hmm. So people, what do you call this? Like people from other countries or other cultures who are not well represented. So I thought that, you know, applying for it would kind of like take me to the right direction. So I took the workshop of production management because I feel like, because the past year, as you all know, yes, I'm going to pay attention. You know, people might not care about me actually. Can you imagine?
The loyal circle, the inner circle knows.
The loyal inner circle knows that I took a master's degree here in the UK for podcasting and for basically for journalism that what do you call this? That kind of And ang yung word ko is that kind of encompasses.
Encompasses.
The world of radio and audio, but mostly podcasting.
Right.
So I took that course, but I feel like I needed more information about it. You know what I mean? Parang feeling ko mas holistic yung learning ko if I take the course in the creativity side, which is what I took. And then this one would be the production management side, which is more of the business side of things.
Sorry, what is holistic? I mean, I hear that word a lot, but when I hear holistic, I think of spa.
what does that mean? For me, in my head, parang completo. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
Like it's a whole
mind, body, and soul experience.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
So
I get it.
It's really something that this isn't just the career path that I want to take. I'm just obsessed with it. That's what I've been saying to people when I'm applying for jobs or internships or whatever. Na parang, I'm really just obsessed with this industry / career that I want to know more. So that's what I took. And I think it's really cool because the workshop was in partnership with Audible. So,
oh, cool. I know Audible.
Yeah. So we got to talk to a production manager in Audible. They're actually working for Audible. And the number one question that I wanted to ask her was like, how'd you get your job? I want that kind of job.
Right, right.
I feel like it's so cool. But yeah, that was really cool. I don't know how to like express how cool it is because maybe, you know, it's just all in my head. But
and a main job then because Audible is really an audiobook. Like it's like Netflix, but for audiobooks, right?
So they mainly work in audiobooks, but they do have audio dramas now and podcasts. They host, but I think they host podcasts as well, right?
I'm not
kind
sure.
Kind of like Spotify, because if you search for it, like they've got, you know.
Are we on there? We might be on Audible. Are there any Legend fans listening on Audible?
We might be. So yeah, it was pretty cool. And the job entails, kasi ganito, like production manager, basically, if you think about it, like all of the things that's, kunwari kami as hosts, di ba parang may mga hindi kami, may mga nakikita nyo lang or naririnig nyo lang kami, like speaking into the mic. But like, let's say if we did have a production manager, they would think about the time, our scheduling, if we need food, yung gano. Maybe we do need a production manager.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If kailangan natin ng catering every week.
True. Hey, we are on Audible. What the fuck? I didn't know
we
that.
We are?
We are on Audible.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing. Okay, that's cool. But yeah, so I think...
Oh, you know, who has a... I'll send it to you later. Somebody has a job like that. I saw on my Instagram. I think it's work from home, Rikiji. You just brought it up to me right now. It just clicked in my head. Anyway, I'll send it to you later.
Yes, you can. That's the reason why I really wanted to take this workshop. Not just mainly because I want to have a job like a production manager, but kumbaga parang to beef up my resume that I'm not just thinking about, you know, one side of this... of this job. I'm thinking about the whole thing. So, yun yung parang, and I think it's also, you know, it's a good career path. So, yeah, that's what I took. And so, kung meron mga production managers out there that want to manage us.
You're okay.
You know, think about our catering, hair and makeup, diba?
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'll send that to you later. I swear I saw it exactly because I didn't know like that. I slipped my mind like, oh yeah, Rika could do this. So I'll send it to you later if he replies.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. So I think that's like the highlight of my week, honestly. Mm. This weekend actually was just another working weekend for me. And I'm gearing up for a big week because it is my birthday week.
It's my birthday. Do you know that video on TikTok? No.
No, maybe not.
Okay. There's this like TikTok. It was a like pandemic. There's this TikTok where everybody did a video reply. It was this guy. He says, "It's my birthday, so I'm here with my girlfriend." And then like it looked pretty weird, the video. And then people were making him out to be like he was holding his girlfriend hostage. So there's, you know what I'm talking about? And then there's
No,
that's so, that shit was so funny to me because they had everything. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Parang people would stitch the video.
Yeah, they would stitch the video. And there's like a, there's like a SWAT team coming in the back door. There's the president giving a speech on TV. It's so funny. Anyway.
That's so funny. But also, I restarted watching Designated Survivor because I'm in this White House kick, okay? So I wanted to watch a lot of like White House stuff. So first, you know, started with Scandal. Obviously, Scandal is really good. But at one point, kind of like declines a little bit. And then I watched White House Down. And I was thinking, White House Down is so cool. It has a good mix of action and bombs and everything.
And hot comedy. Channing Tatum.
And Channing Tatum.
In a sando shooting this gun in the underground tunnel. Sick.
You know what I really like about that movie? I like that they can mix in the curiosity, but also everything is just out there. It's very simple. Obviously, they're taking down the White House. Pero parang may mga questions ka pa naisipin na, is Channing Tatum kind of like flirting with Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Right.
Is there something going on? But obviously, they can't really touch on that because,
they're saving the president.
They're saving the president. And yeah, it's just, I feel like I have this fascination with the White House, how does thing, how does it work? Like, if you work there, how do you go in? You know what I mean?
Have you watched the West Wing? Because I hear so many great things about that show, and I think it fits your description perfectly.
Maybe I should because I am in that kick. So I started rewatching again Designated Survivor because I remember it coming out on Netflix before the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it instantly and I liked it. I love the idea of, there's this one person that's part of the Congress that can't be in that place. And then
everyone dies.
Everyone dies. Stuff like that. So I like the overarching story of, they bombed the Capitol and then they're trying to solve that.
How many spaces back was he? He was like ninth in line, right? Or some shit like that.
No, he was like the last. last in line.
Literally, died.
He was about to get fired by the president. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
It's in the pilot. Yeah, you hear about it in the pilot.
He was about to get fired by the president. And then parang the bombing took place. And now he's the president. And right. I kind of like the kumbaga parang yung redeeming quality niya na he's actually a good president. You know what I mean? Maybe he wasn't just like an effective, secretary for this department, but now that he's a leader, he's actually a good leader. I like it. I like rooting for the underdog. So those are the things that I watched this week. I'm just really obsessed with that. Right now, when it comes to Scandal, because I'm already at the end of season 2, things are kind of declining. We're at the point of B613, aka like that CIA operative.
I've never watched the show, so I'll take your word for it.
But yeah, medyo parang hindi naman sa decline. It's more of like medyo may dip. It's just a little dip in the story. But I think after that, if I remember correctly, when I watched it before, things pick up. So ang comment ko lang talaga sa Scandal is ang landi ni President. Okay, malandi siya. Sobrang landi niya doon.
It's a Shonda Rhimes show, man.
Ay, parang ako nagtataka ako. Grabe, may time ka pa man landi in the middle of your presidency. As in like every time may mangyari sa kanila ni Olivia, parang ako, oh my gosh, I just wanna pull my hair out. But I think I'm gonna end with that.
Yeah?
Finn?
All right. My week was eventful, man. I came from Bohol last week. Yeah, it was great. So I went. I was a chaperone again. This time for my mom and her friends. So we stayed at in Panglao, which is like probably the most tourist attractive beach in Bohol. Nice. It's nice there. We stayed at this place called Amorita. It's a resort. And that place is banging. Oh my goodness. That place is so cool. Like, ang ganda ng pool nila. It's like, it's right next to, like, it's got a view of the beach. Great amenities. Like, the room is so nice. Like, I don't know. I there's very, You know, when you stay at these resorts, sometimes they all kind of look the same. This one looked, I guess it maybe it was the same. It gave me like a Japanese coffee shop vibes. Pagpasok ko sa room. It has like all this like stone, like marble, and then there's like wood. Ganda ng mga no rooms nila. It was really like I would recommend it. It's pricey though. It's pricey. I saw.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pricey.
It's pricey, bro.
I don't know if nakapagstay na ako in. Is Amorita. It the only Amorita resort, or do they have like a Boracay branch or something?
I think it's only in Bohol. Feel ko lang.
Oh, then I have never been there.
Yeah. Right next to Amorita is Henan. So Henan, I know, has like Boracay, di ba? So Amorita, as far as I know, is only in Bohol. I could be wrong, but I think it is.
Pero grabe, no? If you think about it, like, these accommodations in the Philippines, I feel like that's really like one of the selling points for people from other countries. Kasi, yeah, for us, medyo mahal siya.
Right.
If you're earning in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Pero grabe, $100.
Yeah.
$100-something mm-hmm. for that kind of, you know, the amenities and luxury. For, you know, for people who are earning dollars, they're probably like, damn. Sobrang steal.
Yeah.
Sobrang steal.
I think so. I mean, it was a good mix of clientele there, I would say. Maraming foreigners, but there are also some mga Pinoys then, like us, right? Like my mom's group. So we spent 4 days there, pretty much. Well, 3.5 days. So yung next day, so we arrived. It was raining, and then the next day, so we did the tour that everybody does, right? The Bohol tour, like the main tour. So we started at this church called Baklayon Church. And I'm not like the biggest fan of churches or whatever. So when I go in there, I'm just like, I look around real quick and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Nice architecture. But I don't really, you know, because I'm not super religious or anything. I'm not religious at all, actually. So I just, but the, you know, if you have parents or whatever that are super into churches, it's probably going to be a highlight for them. And they're pretty strict there. It's a dress code. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the women have to put the, cover their shoulders, like, but they have yung mga parang mga scarf thingies that they can just lend you there. But I didn't know that was a thing there. And then after that,
COVID could never. That is something that is not existing in the COVID era. Oh my god!
And then of course, a part of that tour, if you've ever been on it, I'm sure the big things are obviously the Chocolate Hills, which is still crazy how beautiful that view is. So we did the Chocolate Hills. There's a, when you get to the Chocolate Hills spot, you can see them already in the parking area, but there is an option. Parang ano, may walkway or staircase. It's 200 plus steps. And that is worth the walk if you can make it up there, because the view is just, it's 360 panoramic.
I have been to Bohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kasi usually when you go to Cebu, parang you can just take a, like a ferry to Bohol, if I'm
right. It's close by, lapit lang. Mm-hmm.
Pero isn't Bohol where there's this famous church that, you know, like, parang it got knocked down from
the earthquake? Yeah.
Is that the actual church that you went to?
That was one of the, it was affected by the earthquake. There are a lot of nice churches that some apparently were like completely destroyed.
Yeah.
But this was one of the Baklayon Church is one of the ones that kind of survived it, and then they have a museum in there as well. If I didn't mention that earlier, so that they in the museum mismo they have details of the effects of the earthquake on the church and stuff. So yeah, so that was cool. The yung Chocolate Hills. It is. I mean, I don't like. It's a really great view, but I don't know if it's for everybody. You know what I mean? Like I think it's great for people who love scenery and greenery and photography, right? But after a while, I mean, it's just brown because of the like the earth there, right, or whatever. Mm. Like the
because so, if you think about it, the reason why it's so magnificent for a lot of people is because, like, you know what I mean? Like, how did it happen? How did it get there?
Yeah.
Diba? Parang it's something that it's
it's just their soil, right? I mean, because I remember when I was a kid, I was like, Chocolate Hills? Is it really chocolate? Like, because that would be that would be crazy to be like, that would be worth it no matter who you are, right? It's a hills made of chocolate or full of chocolate, but it's not. So there's just that to consider. You know, is it worth going to Bohol just for the Chocolate Hills? I don't know. Maybe not if it's just.
I mean, you know, obviously, like there are other things to see in.
Yeah, for sure.
But so it's that, one of the main things,
right?
Kasi parang for me, when I saw it, alam mo yung parang wow, parang paano to nangyari? Ang galing. It's kind of like looking at, ano nga ba yun yung? Oh my gosh, yung isa pang wonder of the world in the Philippines in.
There's another. I don't know which one is ano designated
yun?
As
yung
a wonder.
Yung rice terraces.
Ah, Banaue.
Rice yeah, terraces. Yung parang ganun, na parang pag nakita mo siya, wow, paano ito nangyari? Ang galing. Mm.
Yeah, because there's like thousands of, well, it's like 1,700 something is what the guide told us, like of them all over. The Banaue Rice Terrace I've never been to, but I think that's on my list, right? So yeah, Chocolate Hills, and then of course, Tarshir. You know, you go to the Tarshirs, and they always tell you if you go there, it's, you can't touch these things, right? Because they are literally so fragile, and they always say, and the term is suicidal, like that's what they say. Like they said it this time, they said it in 2010, and that stuck in my mind. These Tarshirs, like if you bother them too much, they will like knock their head into the
what?
Like, yeah, did no. you not know that?
I oh, did okay. not know that.
Okay,
wait, so that's so sad.
It is sad. That's why you can only find them in Bohol, because if oh you God. Move them, right, even if you take them to a zoo or wherever, like they will unalive themselves, as they say on TikTok, unalive themselves.
Oh my God, I cannot. No.
Yeah, and they're bothered by
light. Oh my gosh, light. Bohol people take care of them yeah. with their life.
They're bothered by light. And sound, so...
TBH, yeah. I feel like I'm like a Tarshir. Kumbaga okay. parang just like stress me just a little bit, I'm gonna be tipped bang, over bang, the bang. Edge.
Yeah.
No, I...
it's nice though. I mean, it's nice to go there. You obviously, you can't take flash photography, but they have yung mga caretakers ng mga Tarshirs who are very good at, you know, knowing how to use your camera to take a photo while still not disturbing them. And it's—I mean—they're really small, man. They're like the—I think as of now, they're the smallest mammal or whatever, right? That's what they're known for. They're being really, really tiny, and they're cute. They cling to trees. They're nocturnal, so they literally are just sleeping when you go there. Because I don't think you can go in there at night. And then the last part of the main Bohol trip is yung that river Lobok River cruise. So that's probably. Most people who've been to Bohol that have taken the main tour have gone that. It's a beautiful 1-hour cruise down the Lobok River. It's a buffet style lunch.
Oh.
And then they have some of the locals there. They perform music and dance because Lobok is known for music. That area of Bohol is known for music. So they have music and dancing. It's cool.
Can I just say, I do remember taking that cruise, river cruise. And they do have food and everything. And I remember my friends... parang they pranked me. Kasi they told the people that it was my birthday. Well, it was my birthday week when we went there, but it wasn't my birthday anymore. All and they told the people that, oh, it's her birthday. Tas parang biglang yung buong boat nagkinantahan ako. Like, you know, they played the guitar and everything. And they gave me a cake. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing because it's not, because it's been like a week since my birthday. Alam mo yun, parang ako, yay, thank you guys. And then all the people in the boat are greeting me. Parang,
nice.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday. But it's really lively now. I mean, like the performers are super lively. So that is definitely also a highlight of that tour. So if you've never done the Bohol, like the classic tour, it is worth it, man. It is really worth it. But to do it again, like if, because I did it already in 2010, it's the same thing. So just in case you did it when you were young and you still remember it, it's the same thing. But the next day was, well, actually, before the next day, so we got home mga hapon na, and I went into the Panglao area, like the beach. I walked along. It's like Boracay, like literally, and daming mga restaurants and shops on the side, really catering to tourists and travelers who love the beach there. And I rented a motorcycle again this time. And ang daming mga ano magandang restaurants sa Bohol. Really Ooh. Great, yeah. Okay. Like at least aesthetics wise. So I tried out this place called Mosa just to get their fancy drink because I just wanted to sit in there. It's so nice. And I just went around. There's even a strip mall for a little bit, like 10 minutes down the road. And it's huge and it's right next to the beach. There's a lot to do there. I just didn't have that much time. So the next day is the tour that I'd never done before. And this to me was the highlight of my trip because it's, you know, it's activities I've never really experienced before in Bohol. We went this might dissuade a lot of people. So if you're staying in Pangalao, it's a 3-hour van ride, bro. 3 hours. Damn. To this place called Anda, A-N-D-A. And we went to, or the first part of the tour is this place called Lamanok Island. And it is really, I liked it a lot. It might not be for everyone because you have to like walk through a little bit of like treacherous terrain in some parts. But it is called the Mystic Island because there's a lot of yung mga superstitions and shaman?
I'm not sure.
Mga stories about shamans, yung mga witch doctors and stuff like that. Supposedly, there was a witch there that lived there for 100 years and her skeleton was discovered there. It was really cool. Like, it was really great to see, like, the ano yung mga superstitious side of Bohol. Like, the superstitions of
places,
the locals.
When you go to places like that, aren't you scared that you might like rub off on like
bring a
the
ghost back or whatever?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yung parang ganon, yeah.
I mean, that's why like, you know, the guide's like, don't take any plants or rocks home. Yeah, I feel like I cleansed myself. I made sure that I kept, you know, the island intact. Yeah, I didn't fucking do anything to disrespect the island or anything. And daming mga cave, there's a bat cave, literally a bat cave in there where you can see if you look up. There are hundreds of bats.
Thank you. I think bats are something that just like it does not. It doesn't vibe with you. To me. They don't vibe with me.
Right.
Not really my spirit animal. I'm more of a pug person. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, I get that. Valid. It was cool, man. And there's a cave where there are people brought offerings to the island itself, and then daming mga like I didn't know that yung offering nila yosi at ano wine. Like, that's a popular offering, apparently.
Wow. I mean, like, the people who get it must have, you know, been having a party or something. Mm-hmm. Like, gets mo ba? Yung parang mga nagko-collect ng offering. Right. Para, hey, guys. Yossi tayo.
And then after that, we went to this. Well, we had lunch at this beach. It's called Kinali Beach. But we didn't really go around the beach, so I won't speak too much about it. But then the next part was the best part of the whole thing. Like, the trip, the tour itself, but the whole trip itself. It starts at this place called El Uterio Rice Terraces. It's small, all right? So if you've been to Banawe, I'm sure it's not impressive. But I've never seen rice terraces in action like that before, like a really nice rice terrace. And this is, it's not that big. It's kind of, there's not that many like levels to it, but it looks amazing. But that's the starting point of the, you can either walk or take a habal-habal to the waterfall there. And the name of the waterfall Ooh. Is Can Umantad Falls. It's the tallest one in Bohol and it is spectacular. Like there's no other words to say. It's so nice, man. That waterfall is so incredible. And you can even swim underneath the waterfall. There's a little cave in there. So if you want to, you know, really just go under and see the fucking splashing water in the inside of a cave, it's really great. So that's the tour that I really enjoyed because it was my first time doing it.
So kasama mo yung mom mo in all of this.
Yeah, dude, and you know,
really,
I know, right? And I'm so glad that she's able to do all the activities. But my mom is old, you know, and especially during the island tour. Alam mo yun,
like you're not. I'm just sure kaya naman
anyone yun. Who has a parent over the age of 70 will relate to this, right? I'm so afraid that she will just like I look at every like if the ground is not flat, even the smallest like little elevation or what's the opposite of elevation, right? De-elevation. I'm afraid she's gonna misstep and lose her balance. You know, right? Because I shared it on the podcast, right? My mom got into an accident almost 2 years ago, right? She fell off a ladder. Because the term I always tell her, like, Ma, your mind is writing checks that your body cannot cash, right? So I just get nervous. But she was able to do it. And I was really happy that she was able. And my mom kept saying always, right, like, you know, this is my last chance to do it. You know, I can't do this anymore and probably in a couple of years. So while my body can still handle it, I want to do it. And so she's
That's such a nice That's such a nice outlook on life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang, oh, gawin ko na to, kaya ko pa eh.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody has that opportunity as well, like luxury.
And you keep, I know you always, and you always talk about it before, right? About having functional strength, right? Being able to lift, blah, whatever. Why do you go to gym? It's not necessarily for muscles. It's so you could do stuff in life. And I really realize that, especially now that I'm older, when you get older, if you don't put the foundations in earlier, like going to the gym, eating healthy, doing cardio, then it's not, it's hard, it's hard, man, like it's hard to catch up when you're older.
Kasi alam mo ako, like whenever I do deadlifts and stuff, like kung iniisip na parang I
What's
have to
the
move
point
boxes.
Of this?
Yeah, right. Hindi, kasi 'di ba parang obviously, like pag iniisip mo doon na parang ano mo mangyayari sa akin if But I always think na parang in the future I need to lift boxes or furniture and stuff like that. I need to take care of people other than me. And I won't be able to do that if I don't have the strength to do it. And plus, I like not relying on other people when I have to do those things. So.
Yeah. Because aesthetics-wise, I always question my life choices when I'm like, if I'm doing deadlift or whatever, I'm looking at the plates, the bar, I'm like, why am I doing this? And then you realize, just looking at my mom and her group, like, these people have taken pretty good care of themselves. And then you see other older people who are the same age sometimes who they are not in that great shape. And I think it's because these people were more active than the others. So anyway, that was pretty much all of the whole like tours. And then the next day I took the motorcycle to this place called Hinagdanan Cave, which is great. You can swim in there. It's full of stalagmites. I don't know if they're the same or if they're like different kinds of rock formations. You can swim in there. It's really cool. It's nice. It's like that cave where you ever watch As Above Below. What's the name of that movie with the horror movie?
Yeah.
It kind of matters. With like the little demons that pull them into the Descent. You ever watched the Descent?
Yeah. And I remember the As Above, So Below is the
That's the one where they go into hell.
Catacombs?
Catacombs, we're in France. Yeah.
So apparently it's a real thing that people go to. And, people don't actually recommend you to go there by yourselves.
I would never go.
Because I would never go. And then there are also some people who actually live there.
Inside
the catacombs, yeah.
What?
I think they're like settlers there. One of the main... I think that's one of their main reasons why people advise you not to go there alone, because you might disturb these people. You don't
know
what they're going to do to you, or if you get lost, where they're going to find you. Because apparently it goes everywhere.
Mm.
Like, pwede ka talaga mawala in it. So,
okay, cool. But yeah, it gives you those kind of vibes, but not as creepy. There's lights and there's a lot of people. You can swim if you don't know how to swim, like me, like there's a life vest there. You can just float in the middle. It's a pretty cool like feeling to just be in there. It's relaxing, actually. And then the last thing I went to was this farm called South Panglao Farm or something like that. Really nice place. They have it's literally a farm with a restaurant and a little pond where you can catch your own fish and eat it, right? I mean, obviously you cook it, right? I mean, they'll cook it for you, right?
It's not sushi. You just catch it and you bite it.
But yeah, overall, man, Bohol was great. And I know it's not the reputation-wise, like there's a lot of, Boracay is always popular. Siargao is the name that's been thrown around. But Bohol, I feel like, should get more love. It's worth it. And I think next time I go there, because, I don't really like the beach that much. There are a lot of hikes and waterfalls. That's the thing that I want to target next time, if ever. So go to Bohol. If you haven't been, it is really cool. And I would highly recommend that as well. And then, that's pretty much all my where you've been. I mean, last night, just a recommendation. In BGC, there's this place called Wong Place, W-O-N-G. And I had dinner there with Jay and Cecilia.
Oh, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our, former RX colleagues. And that place is good. It's like Jay described it as a more millennial Gen Z Din Tai Fung. Ang ganda magandang vibe siya. And the food was delicious. I love their their calamansi chicken, and this pork fat fried rice. I think that's what it was. Oh, it's good. It is really good. I think it's pork fat.
Yeah.
Pork fat fried rice. Oh, good. Good. So that's what I would recommend. And yeah, Finn for me, man. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow.
All right. We're talking. What are we talking?
We're talking about Marielle Rodriguez promoting a gluta drip, quote-unquote, in the Senate office of her husband, Robin Padilla. So basically, she posted a photo of herself, you know, doing the gluta drip. Initially, people were talking about it that it's a gluta drip, okay? But now that there's, you know, some developments in the story, apparently it's a vitamin C drip, which...
But he said it was a vitamin C drip.
Yeah, she said that it was a vitamin C drip, which I believe, for me, it's just... It's mind-boggling that that is the issue right now and not the whole posting it in the office of the senator himself.
Mm-hmm.
So... Right now, so there are a lot of people talking about that, you know, and they actually in the gluta drip, it's a vitamin C drip.
That's the issue.
That's the whole, like, people are talking more about that than the actual act itself. So, basta, it was a drip session in the Senate office of Senator Robin Padilla. Now, I think we can first talk about the photo, which is
now deleted.
now deleted, obviously. So now she's saying that it's actually not a gluta drip, because I think initially what people are calling out is, actually, okay ba yung gluta drip? Like, is it FDA approved? You know, are doctors recommending it? Is it legal? Because apparently people are throwing out the word illegal.
Okay. Really?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, so she drew flak from the netizens, according to this Philippine Star article, after receiving an intravenous drip from, you know, the wellness provider that, you know, she's probably promoting or partnering with.
Yeah.
So, according to Health Secretary Teodoro Herbosa, it's more of an ethical issue. It means a doctor prescribed a drug as off-label use. There's only a liability when there's harm, which means the patient can sue the doctor that prescribed it. So, yun yung first issue, which is, you know, promoting quote unquote an illegal or an off, what do you call this?
I'm surprised that that's like, I didn't even know if it was
in terms of,
because there's so many.
There's so many people who use gluten, diba?
So many.
Pero gets ko din naman eh, kasi obviously they're in the public eye, and for them to be scrutinized in this way, parang dapat lang. Kasi, you know, like this person is. I mean, obviously, hindi naman si Robin Padilla yung nagpa-promote, but he was in the picture, and the photo of the actual office was in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So another angle was from the Senate Ethics Committee Chairperson, Senator Nancy Binay. She was bothered by Marielle Rodriguez because of the conduct and integrity and reputation of the institution and the matters that concern health and safety. Dun siya may issue.
That I get.
For me, I get that. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like taking shoes off and putting your feet on the desk and then taking a photo of it. Because honestly, I bet senators do that. I honestly won't judge them, because, you know, if you're in your office, if you have a private office, I'd probably kick my shoes off and put my feet on like another chair. But you don't post it on Instagram.
Right? Yeah, kasi alam mo, for me, parang ang dami kasing loophole nito eh. Kasi like we said, hindi naman si Robin Padilla, the actual senator, hindi naman siya yung nagpo-promote. But, you know, for them to use the office to promote something, parang for me, it's distasteful.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well.
It doesn't sit well with me.
Right?
Yeah. Doesn't sit well with me na parang, obviously, they're in a position of power. Yun pa lang yun eh. They're in a position of power. A lot of people have their eyes on them. And it's so easy to attract attention because they're in, you know, like it's in...
platforms.
Platform. Kumbaga, yung platform nila is much bigger than other people. But for them to use it to promote something just doesn't sit well with me. Kasi para, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kasi sino, for me, ang tanong ko lang is, sino yung nakaka-benefit in all of this? Sino but them, right? Right.
True.
Parang sila lang eh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not
for the people.
Yeah, it's not for the people, for me. And this is not me being mean to them because it's not just hindi lang naman sila yung, you know, are being held in these standards. Mm-hmm. It's people who are in power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. Parang for me hindi lang sila lang talaga yung dapat na ganito yung standards. It's for all of the politicians that we've elected or are in this office.
And there's a reflect, I mean, like, cuz you know, speaking of loopholes, people can say, "Oh, Mariel is not a politician, right? She's the wife of a politician." But I mean, if you see these people are under scrutiny all the time. I mean, not just in the Philippines, around the world, right? I mean, Michelle Obama, when she was first lady, right? Like, there's so much stuff about Michelle Obama, right? You know what I mean? Like, exactly. There's articles on Michelle Obama. She's not even the president, right? Yeah. So, in a sense, it's like that. It's a reflection of your position. So you have to, I don't want to say like you have to live like this or do like, but you know, it's a responsibility that they carry, whether you're the politician or you're part of the politician's family.
Exactly. Kasi they're held to a different standard.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like I said, they're in a position of power. And so Senator Nancy Binay also kind of touched on this. Kumbaga yung kinwestiyon niya how it was administered outside of a clinic without proper medical advice from like licensed health professionals. So parang isa din yun kasi if you think about it, it's a needle that goes into your body.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it pokes a hole in your body. So sabi din niya na, as public figures, we should be more aware of our responsibilities to the public. For me, yeah, that's it. Kasi I feel like if it was in their home, in any other place.
Any other place, man, without the seal of the Senate behind them, it would be cool, man. That's cool. Sa sala, sa kitchen, okay lang.
Di ko rin gets it. But yeah, it's just so, siguro parang, for me, just to be fair, iniisip ko lang din yung side nila eh, na parang, baka kasi naisip nila, oh, you know, it's so funny, like this juxtaposition of, you know, having the gluta drip, which is not so serious, and then having it in, you know, such a serious place, like, you
maybe
know, the office of a senator.
My train of thought there was like, oh, look, I can do this anywhere, right? Like, and not in a bad way. Like, you know, like, look how convenient it is. I can get this done whether I'm at home, on the go, when I'm busy. And because that was the reason why she posted, like, oh, in her caption, it was like, I'm busy or something like that, but I still have time to do this, blah, blah, blah. So maybe that was the, yung attack nila sa post in terms of let's execute this campaign in this way. That's how my mind was thinking of why they thought this was, you know, this should have not stayed in the drafts. Right?
Yeah, kasi parang optics-wise, I think yun talaga, surface level, hindi talaga siya magandang look. But obviously, what the Senate is now like looking into is it off-label? Is it illegal? Yun yung parang deeper issue in this. Pero parang optics-wise, parang I feel like, Mars, dapat hindi, you know, Mars naman! Alam mo yun? But yeah. I mean, yeah.
It was just,
I think that's a whole thing.
Right, right. I'm sure she has access to her social media, right? Like she's the one that presses the post button. Mm. But do you think, because she has like 3 or 4 million followers. I mean, I don't know how many of those are like all real, but you know, that's still millions of followers of real people. Do you think they go through some sort of chain of like PR before like, let's go, it's good to go?
I'm not sure with Mariel, pero parang feeling ko baka si Robin Padilla meron eh.
Okay.
Kasi whatever she does affects the senator.
Right.
Kasi she is still part of, you know, the whole image,
ecosystem.
The whole branding, whole ecosystem. Although sabihin natin, hindi naman siya yung, you know, umuupo sa Senate floor or anything. So, You know what I mean? Pero it still affects people. And plus, it takes away the actual, you know, what they're actually doing in the Senate, which is, you know, it's taking care of the people.
Yeah, true.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Sobrang daming pwede sanang mas magandang, you know what I mean, na pag-uusapan about the Senate. Pero ito yung napag-uusapan.
Right.
I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the laws
yeah.
that they approve or something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah. Do they approve the Senate, the House of Senate, do they approve laws?
They're the ones that...
Or they put forward?
Yeah, they're the ones that write it. If I'm not mistaken, if my basic understanding of not just Philippines, I mean, just in terms of government, because I, you know, when you go to school, well, at least, I don't know, my government class pa yo. In the
Alam
States,
kasi
meron kami. But it's
honestly,
about the U.S. government.
I feel like it was part of Hekasi. It was part of araling panlipunan. Pero parang hindi ko maalala if it was like heavy on it, on that topic. Which I wish it was. Because you know what I mean? Like, I wish it was heavy on the topic of where can we actually go to affect change? Diba? Parang pupunta ka ba sa barangay captain lang? Or pwede ka bang sumulat ng email sa congressman mo? Alam mo yun? Parang,
right. Because in the States, when I learned it, the Senate is the one that proposes yung mga different kinds of legislation.
Yeah.
I think it's the same here. I would assume so, right? Because medyo, diba, similar
yung
models.
Oh, medyo similar eh. Medyo similar.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. I mean,
there we go.
Yeah, any more thoughts? I mean, before you end, have you ever got, I've never done it because I don't like needles, right? I always get dizzy when I get blood drawn. So I've never done it.
I've done vitamin C drip.
What does it feel like? Do you feel
alam
anything?
Ba?
My flavor
sobrang
ba? I mean, do you feel like that? Wala naman.
Obviously, it doesn't go through my...
Malayo ba? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you feel like, oh shit, my body feels like orange. I don't know.
No. Ang nangyari sa akin is, parang nag-flow yung sinuses ko. Like, sobrang tumulo yung sipon ko. I think, and one of the explanations of like the person in there or the person in charge of the clinic was kasi sobrang napapump ng liquids yung katawan ko in such a like a short amount of time na sobrang parang naging liquid lahat na
ganun ba yan? Everything that could be liquid became liquid.
Hindi, pero yun lang yung explanation niya. Obviously, I don't know if it's like that's really how the body works pero
sobrang
tumulo yung sipon ko. Like it was water. Literally, ganon.
But it's just vitamin C. I mean, I don't know. You probably don't know the answer because you don't have the medical. But what's the difference between taking ascorbic na yung yung ascorbic na 500 mg versus?
Is it because like
it's directly in there? Like they shoot it straight into your veins? That it's more potent.
But I don't know. Will it absorb it right away?
Maybe I don't know. Yeah.
Because if you drink a tablet. It's the same thing. It's inside your body. You know
right.
what I mean?
I guess maybe it just takes a while to... Versus maybe... That's my guess. My educated guess is like it goes straight into your blood and doesn't have to be absorbed by your stomach first or whatever.
Actually, yung isa ko pang issue is how she handled, you know, people calling her out. Na parang, natatawa na lang ako. Diba? Yun yung sabi niya. Na parang, natatawa na lang ako. Like, na parang, you know, people are having an issue with this. But don't you think na dapat it should be an issue? I think that it shouldn't just be like na parang, you know, swept under the rug.
Mm.
I feel like.
Yeah. But, she said that was her words, right? Natatawa naman po ang ano, political issue. Something like that. I think Robin Padilla had a similar thing. Like he kind of just brushed it off. Instead of taking, you know, not
responsibility.
Yeah. Because it's not like the worst thing, right? I mean, it's just like, oh, it was in poor taste. Like they could have just said it was just a bad idea, but we meant no harm. Because it's not harmful, right? She didn't do anything
exactly.
harmful.
Exactly.
Kasi
by saying that, kumbaga, sinasabi niya na parang yung mga tao pa that spoke up about
sorry
it,
you were
mali.
Offended. Sorry you were offended.
Parang,
that's what they
parang
she's
natatawa
saying,
na lang ako
off.
Na ganun yung reaction nyo.
Right. Sorry I
na
offended
parang
you.
Putting, yeah, and plus, it's kind of like putting the blame on the people who spoke up about it. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's also such a weird... It's just not weird, but like complex thing because she is not in the Senate. Okay, so hindi siya senator eh. Pero kasi ginawa siya in the office of the senator where the senator was there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so, yeah. It's, All right, man. Any more thoughts? That's it?
That's it, man.
All right, well, pal, now we're moving on to, we're talking about UST. We're talking specifically about Tomasino Web, which is the digital media organization of UST. So what happened was about a week and a half ago, on their online publication, they posted a photo featuring some students who were part of the it's called CICS, or the College of Information and Computing Sciences. And they have what is called as a Type B uniform. I don't know. Is that a thing in the Philippines? What is Type B? Or is that specific? Is that just specific to them? Because I didn't understand.
I've never had a Type B uniform. So but I feel like...
Like a secondary one?
Oo.
Yes. Yes.
Like Friday or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
They have their own rules.
Right. So they have a uniform. It's their Type B uniform, which in the photo shows the two students from behind, and if you look at it, their Type B uniform looks like the uniform ng 7-Eleven employee. So it's got red on it, yung parang cream, you know what I mean? Like the colors of 7-Eleven are red, orange, green, and cream, right? Or something like that. So it looks like, from behind, a 7-Eleven uniform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people took this photo, like people on the internet took this photo and ran with it in terms of, you know, memes, and, you know, they were saying, oh, magkamukha yung uniform nila. So it was the source of jokes for a lot of people online. Public ridicule is the word that was thrown around by, we'll talk about it in a bit. But so this photo eventually was asked to be taken down by the Office for Student Affairs, or OSA, because it had become a source of public ridicule. Now, I think it's important to note, if as far as my understanding of this, what happened goes, is that when the Tomasino Web posted it, they didn't post it with intentions of making fun of the uniform. I think there was a little bit of humor intended, I guess, but they didn't post it and like say, hey, look how similar our uniforms are to 7-Eleven. Oh, it's so bad. Like, they didn't say anything like that. They just posted the photo, right? And so the OSA asked them to take it down. And because of this, there has been a lot of backlash, because people are saying that this is, you know, it's against freedom of speech. Like, why are you taking this down? Even the advisor of the Tomasino Web actually resigned, because his name is Leo Laparan II, who is, I think, also an editor for Philippine Star. He said, like, it's media censorship, and I'm not going to stand for this. This is not right. And I think there's a point to all this. I mean, I think people who are saying, like, it is against freedom of speech, I think they have a point. Because it never meant to cause harm.
The Tomasino Web advisor, Leo Laparan, said that they stood by their decision not to take down the photo, but the university officials forced them to. Yeah. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, it just, kumbaga parang, it's just scary that the school officials can do that. Kasi even if it's such a small topic like this, or a big one, it's just scary that they can actually have that sort of power over like a publication.
Right. Yeah.
Diba? Kasi kahit sabihin natin, oh, hindi masyadong malaking issue to, pero what if it becomes a bigger issue? Like, let's say they're actually saying something about the administration. Mm-hmm. Tapos they kind of have that power. Kumbaga, the precedent already that they can actually take down something. Mm-hmm. When in fact, you know, journalists and the news, they're supposed to be watchdogs, diba?
Yes.
They're supposed to be watchdogs and the voice for the people. Mm-hmm. And if there's an act that they can actually take down something just because they don't like it.
Yeah, because napahiya sila.
Oh, kasi napahiya sila. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous step. You know, kahit sabihin natin, maliit nga na bagay to, it can actually blow up into something bigger. Kasi nga, what if next time, gusto mo nang i-call out yung administration ng UST, sabihin natin, gusto mo na sila i-call out. Pero dahil nangyari na to, matatakot ka. Kasi you might get into trouble or something, which you're not supposed to, because you are just reporting something that is the truth, diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Sabihin natin.
Mm-hmm. It came to the point where the, because according to this article by Inquirer.net, the National Union of Journalists in the Philippines, or aka NUJP, they actually said, they issued a statement saying, any imposed takedown, especially over an imagined slight and not because of a factual or ethical lapse, erodes press freedom and the independence of the press. And I think that's exactly what happened. Like, the imagined slight is the key word there. Yung UST, like the OSA, whoever made them take it, whoever made them take it down, they saw the photo and they're like, okay, this is an attack on us. But it wasn't really. It wasn't. Yeah. It was an imagined slight.
Yeah. So apparently, sinabihan yung Tomasino Web president, Jan Carlo Zamora, sinabihan siya na, gusto mo ba mag-end ang Tomasino Web sa term mo?
Diba?
Was how they asked him. Which is such a...
Kasi that's dark.
That's just dark. That's like, alam mo yun, parang conspiracy shit type of thing. You know what I mean?
This is where it ends.
Yeah, this is where it ends. Grabe, no? Na... that can actually happen. Kasi, let's say they do get in trouble out of something na part of the rule book. You know what I mean? Part of ethics or anything. O sige, fine. Let's sabihin natin they do get fined or they issue an apology.
Right.
They were asked to, you know, issue an apology or issue an explanation out of it. But no. Kumbaga parang gusto nung officials, nung school officials was to just end it. End it. Mm. Ganon. Stop. Delete it. Ganon.
Right.
Which is, diba, parang hindi man lang, hindi nabigyan ng explanation why they posted it, which is supposed to be like how it's supposed to be, basically.
Yeah. Because there's no factual or ethical, I mean, factually, the uniform does look like the 7-Eleven uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't post anything false. So it came to the point where Tomasino Web, they did issue a statement. The keywords were, the organization was told that the photo had become a source of public ridicule towards CICS students, their college, and the university as a whole due to the supposed association of the CICS Type B uniform with the convenience store's employees' uniforms. But why is that so bad if your uniform looks like a 7-Eleven uniform? That's for me the thing that really stood out to me. Right? What if it looked like, I don't know, is it because ang baba ng tingin nila sa convenience store workers? That's what a lot of comments were saying. What if their uniform looked like, I don't know, like a military uniform?
Yun na nga,
right?
These are the type of questions na sana would have been asked, let's say, if it was under review. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang nangyari is cut agad.
Nope. Get out of here. Take it down.
There was no such... Yeah. It's scary and it's not fair.
Right?
Diba?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, though, Marielle's photo is more egregious than this photo, right? I mean, that's what I would be like. Take that shit down, bro. Take that shit down.
Kasi, okay, so Tomasino Web said that it's considered as a student organization under USD guidelines. So it follows the rules of the OSA. Mm. But what was the rule that they broke for this to happen?
Wala.
You know what I mean?
Right?
Yun yung mga questions na sana natatanong if they were given the opportunity to be, let's say, in an ethics review or in a conversation with the OSA.
Mm.
Yun yung naisip ko. But for them to say na, gusto mo ba mag-end yung Tomasino Web under your term? Whoa!
That's tyrannical. That sounds tyrannical.
That kind of sounds dark, man. It's kind of villainous a little bit.
Yeah.
Yung parang in the movies, ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, whoa, that's just something else. And,
yeah.
And kudos to the team of Tomasino Web for standing their ground
and
actually saying that we're not going to post down the photo. But
but at least it's not just them standing up for it. There are a lot of students that gathered and they had like a protest about it, about media censorship. So at least if there's any sort of lining to this, it shows that it has opened the eyes of maybe a lot of especially siguro mga UST students about, oh wow, look at UST and like how they handle these things. Because, it really, sometimes this thing flies under the radar with a lot of people. I mean, I don't think most students probably don't even think about how much power their like their governing body, I don't know what you call them, right, in wherever school you go to, has on like, you know, their student publication, for example. Yeah. Diba?
So, alam mo, sobrang, yeah. Parang sa akin lang din kasi, isn't it much, kumbaga parang yung issue na to that resulted in all of this, doesn't it hurt the publication and the school even more than just posting the photo?
Yeah, I think so. I diba? Mean, if anything, memes is just memes, if yeah. anything. If there was any sort of hurt to the university, it would be like, oh, their uniform looks like this. I mean, that's not even a bad thing.
Yeah, but this is a much deeper issue now and a bigger yeah. issue now.
Right?
To the point na parang, will the Tomasino web end? Kasi may ganitong, you know, may ganitong power yung governing body over them that they can just take down something that they post without any conversation
or
explanation as to how and why they did it.
Yeah.
You know what it's I mean?
Like, literally, they gave them an ultimatum, right? Like, take it down or you're gone. That's not how it should work.
But I'm also not saying that the Tomasino web or any journalism or journalistic publication can just do something like this without any question. You know what
I
mean?
Because
it also falls, the responsibility also falls down on the journalist or
the whoever uploaded the photo.
It. Na parang, obviously, hindi din naman nawawala yung responsibility on them.
Yeah, anong intention nila behind posting it, right?
So, this could also be, you know what I mean, like a point of discussion and, kumbaga, a learning opportunity. Especially if, you know, you're in a student publication type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But still, I feel like a student publication or not, you know, people are held to a certain standard of journalism.
And I guess to end this, like the last statement ng National Union of Journalists again was a verbatim. The Catholic school should instead uphold the dignity of work and honor the workers' contributions to the Philippine society. Unfortunately, this instance of censorship is just the latest and most high profile in the campus press, which has faced intimidation, repression, and lack of financial support in campuses across the Philippines, diba?
Yeah.
So I think well said by them. It's bigger than just UST. It's
tignan niyo kung nasan tayo sa list ng press freedom in the world. Right. Medyo mababa. Okay, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi to nakakatulong.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but there we go, man. Any more final thoughts on this, Rika G? I think we've said our piece
That's
on
it,
this, huh?
Man.
Yeah? Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, we got this question today. We're going to answer some questions sent in through Instagram. Do you have the questions in front of you?
I do.
All right, let's do it.
First one, if you have... If you have many things to do in work or in life, do you practice the art of triage?
What is triage?
If I'm not mistaken, parang most important muna. Parang ganun.
I thought triage was like a medical term.
Huh. Yeah, kasi alam ko parang triage in the
medical sense.
In the medical sense. Yeah. Kumbaga yung mga masasave mo muna.
Aside,
compared to the people na alam mo naman na, you know, we'll go downhill.
Here's the vocabulary from Google. The preliminary assessment of patients or casualties in order to determine the urgency of their need for treatment. Oh, so you're right. So it's how do you... So the question, once again, is if you have a lot of things to do at work or in life, do you prioritizing things? You know, putting
people... Alam mo,
things, blah, blah,
can
blah,
I just
buffers.
Say something about... Can I just say something about triage in the medical sense?
Mm.
So, tatanong ko si Ryan na parang ganun ba talaga? Like, let's say in such a big emergency, let's say there was a shooting or something like that. Talagang like, isave niyo muna yung... Kasi obviously, like, you can only have so much, like, what do you call this? Like, medical professionals
staff.
In a place. Mm-hmm. Diba? Staff in a place. Na hindi mo talaga masasave lahat. Pero parang grabe, sobrang scary na, na parang... Oh, because, you know, you're in a triage situation. Isisave mo muna yung talagang parang sure ka masisave mo.
Mm.
And somebody's, let's say, bleeding out there.
Right.
Tapos hindi mo sila kayang... Oh my gosh, that would be like... Grabe, no? Wala lang. But I get that. For me,
you save the guy with the guy got shot in the shoulder versus the guy got shot in the stomach, right?
That's yeah, what, yung marang ganon, wala lang. But in this sense, where it's like your tasks in work or in life or in school, ikaw, do you do that or do you start with the easiest one? Because I know some people do that.
Right. I do the other way because I don't know. There's another. I mean that. It's not like one way is better than the other. I think it just whatever works best for you. I forgot if there's a term for it. It's like the snowball effect or something like that, where you start with something small, you eventually gain enough momentum where it builds and builds, so it grows into like a giant snowball. Like that's the gist of the snowball kind of effect or method. So for me, starting small gives me momentum and like energy to do the bigger tasks.
You know. On some level, I kind of agree with you, and that's also the same thing that I do. And especially after reading Atomic Habits, where it really, really, really works for me. It really works for me to start something small, talaga. And even if I'm not thinking about it anymore, that's really what I do as a person. Kasi na-overwhelm ako masyado if I start with, let's say, in my head, isipin ko, you have to clean the whole apartment. Ganon. But what I do is, for me to get things started, linisin mo muna yung kitchen. Ganon. Right, maliit right, muna. Right. Ganon.
Okay.
But it's different if it's
what if it's super important, no? I guess I do it too. Then you prioritize.
Ako sometimes when it comes to a very important task, I leave it to the very last minute because I feel like I wouldn't have the time to overthink it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Kasi let's say sabihin natin when you have an application or an exam or something like that na parang take home.
Okay.
Tapos masyado ko siya ma-overthink to the point na it will really take over my life.
Right.
Minsan,
right.
Ang nangyayari sa akin, and I admit, and I don't know if it works or not, but I admit that's really what I do. As in talaga nagpa-procrastinate ako.
I'm a serial procrastinator as well.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Ma'am.
But do you think that the quality of your effort or whatever diminishes because you put it off last second? Or do you think that because it's so like, this is it, I gotta do it, that you work best under that kind of condition?
Kasi hindi ko malalaman if the quality goes up or down. Kasi ako, in my head, yun na yung kaya kong gawin. Kasi the only person that can tell me if it was a good thing or if I did a good job or not was the person assessing my work.
Yeah. But you don't go into hindsight like, oh, if I just worked on it an extra day, I could have done this.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. May
so maybe I should be more practicing the art of triage more often. Yeah. Huh? Right?
For sure.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, here's another question.
Okay.
People at gym or coffee shops during midday. It's not a question, but...
Oh, because we... the prompt was not just questions. Rika posted. It can be a personal question, a confession, or ask a question that's been bugging you for a week. So I don't know if this is a confession or it's been bugging... Does it bug them? So maybe it bugs them. Seeing people at the gym... Or coffee shops during midday.
Quite funny how people are fascinated by that. Well, kasi syempre, ngayon, hindi, you know, the type of jobs that we have, it's not just 9 to 5, you know. We have the freelancing world already, which means there are some days na wala kang trabaho.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
so for example, I know some people that they don't want to work at home because it's not conducive to work or whatever.
I kind of get that.
I like working at home if ever I work, but also sometimes I can't concentrate, so maybe that's why people go to the coffee shops. But the gym thing, I don't know. Midday gymmers?
I like midday gym. I like midday gym because it's lagi kong usually tinatime ko siya around my eating time because I have the most energy after I eat.
Okay.
So for me, it makes most sense that I go to the gym after that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Right.
Next question is, what's the best country around Europe for cool weather year round? Pang fit check palagi. You went on a Euro trip.
I did. I mean,
what do you think about the weather?
Because we went, it was like October or something when I went. So honestly, I don't know because I don't know what it would be like year round. But I really like the weather in Netherlands. it's like,
but isn't it always rainy?
It was raining, but then the thing is that the rain wouldn't last. I don't know if that's year round or whatever, but I just like that it was, you know, cool weather and not hot, but it's still sunny. Like it doesn't just rain. Like it sun comes out. But I really don't know. Like you've been to more places. I know for your birthday you're gonna go to some places, so maybe you'll have more insight. But so far in you've been, what do you think?
Actually, I've only been to the UK, Scotland.
Scotland.
And yun lang naman yung pwede kong punta. Although I am in Europe, pero hindi naman ako pwede makaalis dito. TBH. But I think anywhere that has spring would be the best.
Spring. Yeah. Okay.
Anywhere that has
spring.
Spring is
what spring?
Actually, ako din ngayon lang din ako na open into spring. Pero like after winter basically, yung medyo painit na pero hindi pa super init.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know what? Can I just say, like, even here in the UK, even the warmth of the summer here in the UK, hindi it doesn't really compare to yung init sa Pilipinas.
Right,
to be fair naman kasi in the Philippines, it's warm all year round.
Okay.
So gets ko.
On that note, the next question is directed to you. Since you're in the UK, from Dreb says, are you settling in the UK for good?
I would like to think that I'm settling in the UK for good if they just allow me to stay here. You know what I mean? Naiinis ako na kailangan ko pa mag-apply ng visa after ilang years and visa another years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a good person. I don't do illegal shit. Like,
question on that, because you need to hold a job, right, or something? Tama ba?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you get a job online, does the job have to be based in the UK?
I think kailangan lang talaga may work permit ka in the UK for you to stay in the UK, even if let's say you don't, you know, you have an online job or not. Basta they pay you in, you know,
pounds,
like in the sense of UK.
Right.
You have to pay your taxes, basically.
Yes.
For ako ngayon, I'm not under the, what do you call this? I'm not under a work visa right now, but I am under a different type of visa.
Okay.
That lets me, you know, stay and work here in the UK, which is, it's so crazy to me that this is my life. Like, my life is around the visa, basically.
And as is a lot of people, I know.
Yeah. Mm. And before this, you know, obviously because we live in the Philippines, I live in the Philippines. I mean, never ko pinag-usapan yung visa, but now that's all I talk about.
Yeah, my cousin, just to share on that note, my cousin, he's a Filipino citizen, but he grew up in Japan. He went to the States for college, but he couldn't find a job that would sponsor him. So just this last week, or this, I think this over this weekend, he had to go back to Japan. He really wanted to stay. He has so many friends in the States. He's like a big anime cosplay, like he has so many cosplay fans and shit like that, but he couldn't find a job, man.
Especially in the States, so strict nila when it comes to visas and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they have ICE,
right? visa gaming.
Okay, maybe last two questions.
Sige.
From Jan, would you date someone 20 years older than you?
Okay, so assuming you're single, right?
Say,
okay.
Yeah, assuming you're single. Can I just say, so last night I was actually searching how to pronounce the French president's name. So it's Emmanuel Macron, right?
Right.
And then while searching, I discovered that his wife is actually like more than 20 years older than him.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was 15 years old when he met his future wife because he was his teacher.
Oh, that's sketch.
But obviously now he's the president of France.
Oh, yeah, he's 46, she's 70. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a 24-year difference. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diba? So, wala.
Interesting.
But I guess 20 years older.
That's old, man. That's old, bro.
I would not, because only because I feel like it's not really my first choice to date somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I look for somebody 20 years older than me. If, let's say, oh, sige, fine. I meet somebody, we hit it off, we have a lot of things in common. Gee. Yeah. Pero kasi, initially, I would think that I wouldn't look for somebody who's 20 years older than me. Kasi baka feeling ko, baka wala aming, you know, like anything.
There's generational gaps.
Common.
There's
yeah.
two, it's literally, what is it? Like two gap, or it's like, it's a whole college student era. Mm-hmm. You missed two decades, right? So, yeah, it's tough, man. 20 years. Kasi even if you're 20 and they're 40, that's also, they're already, especially, because they always say, right, when you're older, it's not that weird when the age gap is a little bit bigger. Mm. But 20 to 40, because 20 is pretty young, but even at 30, the other person would be 50.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know what it feels like to be 50, but I'm 30. So I feel like at 50, it would be so much more different in terms of what you're, where your life is at.
True.
Right?
Okay, alam mo ba, can I just say that even when I was in my mid-20s, hirap na hirap ako to connect with somebody younger than me. Because I remember I spoke at an event in Ateneo before.
Okay.
Where, you know, I put out some jokes. I was very, you know,
right,
very presentational and whatever.
Okay.
Pero parang sobrang hindi nagko-connect sa utak nila. Like literally, I was throwing jokes. I was, you know, like presenting in such an enthusiastic way. They were all just like flat. Wala.
Damn,
zero.
Tough crowd,
they were not,
huh?
not interested at all.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, damn, am I? As in, at that point, I was, what, 26, I think,
right,
25?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Pero sila, they were probably looking at me, this oldie person,
yeah,
I don't
right.
get her.
True.
Or whatever. Or maybe it was just really like, feeling ko kasi forced yung event.
Maybe.
They were forced.
They were forced to go there. They weren't there for their own,
yeah.
on their own
So,
interests.
Gets ko naman. But
okay.
Yeah.
I think 10 is probably like, that's probably like the threshold, like the limit.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Ano nga yung rule? There's a rule, right? It's like half your age plus 7 is the youngest or something like that. Like, that's
really?
What they say. That's like the informal formula, right?
Okay,
so if you're
okay,
40, then the youngest
27.
Is 27. Mm. That's what they say. But
okay.
That's 20. I think 20 is, I don't think I could do it. Like date for real? Like, for real, for real?
Yeah. To marry.
Yeah, to marry? I don't,
date
I don't
to
know.
Marry.
But, you know, to if it's just for a fun time, maybe. I feel like it's 20. Older woman, right? That would be,
and
that would be a experience.
Interesting.
I mean,
okay, so last one from Vanny Rose. What's one thing that you'd like in the Philippines that you'd not trade for anything? I'm not quite sure.
That's a good one. That is
what do you
one.
Think that you like in the Philippines? I mean,
you know
that
what?
You would not trade for anything.
Because
what would it
I mean? Always say, right? Whenever I tell people that I moved here from the States, the initial gut reaction is, why? Bakit ka lumipad dito? You're already there. But for me, man, it's the, I don't know. I don't know if I can put it into words. There's just a feeling, like a feeling of home. You can chalk it up to the hospitality of people. I mean, you can always say like, oh, it's the hospitality of the people or the beautiful sights in the Philippines, the whatever. But for me, it's just a feeling. And I feel like people who are OFWs will understand this the most.
Oh, for sure.
There is no place like feeling like you're where you need to be, where you belong. Mm. And that's how I feel when I'm here. That's why I never want to leave. I people are always like, oh, ayaw mo ba bumalik, bakit ba? Dude, I never want to leave this place. I think the Philippines is one of the greatest countries. It's the greatest country in the world. For me.
Yeah, agree, obviously.
For me.
Ako, you know what? Speaking of, since you mentioned hospitality, I think that's what I'm going to say. But I don't think that's the word that I want to use.
Right?
Kasi ito yung description ko, okay?
Mm.
Alam mo yung pinaka namimiss ko talaga sa Pilipinas.
Mm.
Alam mo yung parang, kunwari lang, nagdadrive ka, tapos na nasira yung gulong mo or something. Alam mo yung pwede ka lang magpunta sa side of the road tapos kunwari like sa vulcanizing or something. Uy, kuya, pwede yung paano naman? 200 lang dala ko eh. Yung ganon. Or like, dude, I have asked the most random people for anything. Like, pumunta ako one time, I was in a pickle, okay?
Right.
Pumunta ako one time sa gas station. Tapos nilapitan ko yung, you know, the person, you know, manning the gas station. Like, kuya, wala akong screwdriver. May screwdriver ba kayo? And I'm sure they that their job has nothing to do with getting a screwdriver. But no. They went into the back office and whatever. Ito, ma'am, ano, kailangan mo? Anong kailangan mo? Kasi yung ganito ko, eh, ganyan. Literally, like, you can just pull up the side of the road. Ganon. Ganon yung namimiss ko. Like, I remember my one time si Pepper. I was in a, what do you call this? Like, he was in the car and then made a mess in the car. Okay. Literally, pumunta lang ako sa isang random car wash that had like piles of customers. Pero as in, I had to talk to the guy, kuya, sorry, nag-ano talaga yung ano. Ma'am, dami naming customer. Mag-aantay ako, promise. O, sige ma'am, dito ka lang. Yung ganon, yung parang, may one time I was out of like wala akong coins for a five pesos for a jeepney ride. Nilapitan ko yung security guard. Kuya, sorry talaga, may 5 pesos ka ba? Yung gano'n, yung parang hindi mo siya magagawa in a country that you feel like you are a foreigner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a sense of belonging to me, right?
Yeah.
And as much, you know, and rightfully so, there's a lot of negative things that people say about the country, whether it's the government or just people being rude, crab mentality, all that stuff. I know that stuff exists, but there's a certain, I feel like it's at the heart of like most Filipino people, and just it's just a sense of like kabayan.
Totoo.
I mean, it's that feeling that you get when you go abroad and you see Pinoys and you do that little head thing like, hey, oi Pinoy. It's alam that, mo, but all the time when I'm here.
It's
and
really
that's why
something
I never
else,
want to leave.
Eh. Mm-hmm. It's really something else that you can't describe. Because even here, when I went here at first, like obviously I was a newbie asking questions and everything. Like literally, may nagtanong sa akin, kailangan mo ba ng, ano, ng pot or ng pans? Kasi pwede kita bigyan. Kasi kung hindi ka pa nakakabili, yung ganun, yung parang, o kaya magtatanong ako, ate, okay lang ba na, ano, parang humingi ako ng roll ng tissue dito or something like that. Yung gano'n. Right. It's parang, oh, pwede yan. Okay, yung gano'n. They will take care of you. That is
true.
The feeling. Like, the Philippines will take care of you.
Yeah. That's
what it is.
Yeah, it's hard to really put into words because it's just, for me, it's a gut thing that I feel like any other place, I didn't really belong. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I enjoyed living, you know, so Japan and the States, I only really felt like I was in the place I needed to be when I was here. That's why I moved here, right? That was one of the main reasons I moved here. I said, I need to, you know, you can chalk it up to, you know, I want to reconnect with my roots or whatever, right? Some people say that, but then they just go back to where they came. I stayed, right?
Yeah.
So that's to me the one thing that I would not change. I don't know what that thing is. I can't put it into words here on the podcast, but I think people will get where I'm coming from. I think, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a good question.
I think that's a good ending to this podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who asked their questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't get to all of it. It's running long already. So maybe in another Got This A Question segment, we'll do that.
Every single week, we say that we're going to keep it short, but we never do.
We never
because
do.
Because we are just
it's
a
fun.
Couple of chatterboxes.
Blabbermouths.
So thank you to everyone who listen every week. Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram, which is just at Halo Halo Show. Email us whatever you want to email us. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. And next week, promise, magtatanong na ako ng where you been.
Right.
Where they been.
Pa well, actually, been. Just you know, a little word to the returning fans and the new fans who might be listening to this for the first time. We might not have a mix next week because I know that you're going to places because it's your birthday week.
Yes.
So just in case lang, we might be a week delayed, right? So that's just a little announcement there.
Because, you know, when you're traveling, so I'm going to Scotland. Unfortunately, like I said, visa is such a big thing. Di ako nabigyan ang appointment.
Hindi ka nabigay.
A Schengen visa. The next appointment date would be on April.
April! 2 months April. Waiting. Amazing.
So we're going to Scotland. So my visa permits us to go to Scotland. And even then, alam mo yung minsan parang natatakot ka na, parang kakabahan ka sa immigration kahit na you know that you have all of the papers. But anyway, Yeah. So it is my birthday.
Ka, like last fan ng ano? Who's the ano, who's the famous love team ng Scotland? Nako, hindi ka makakapasok, lo.
But yeah, thank you to everyone who listen every week. And even if, you know, you're a newbie or a returning listener, thanks.
Thanks. And, give us 5 stars and the extra song. Halala show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.